Daf is Daf Vav, so we got to the top of Vav, six lines down. The Gemara says, "Veheicha shemina la Rabbi Akiva zulam al mizu." We learned yesterday that Rabbi Akiva felt that the order of the Nagam were going in order, as opposed to the Av and the Tol, like 1 and 3 connecting and 2 and 4 connected. He says 1, 2, 3, 4. The order of Shage is how you connect things together. So this is not an easy Daf. But the Gemara says, how do we know this? Where's the basis? So Ilema, if we learn this from the following Braisa, Mihadatani, the Braisa tells us that Amar Rabbi Yossi, Shal Yoshua Benosha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua asked his father Rabbi Akiva the following Shaila. Mipnei ma amru maros negayim shnayim shehen arba. How do you know that the negayim are broken from 2 to 4? So Amar la, so Rabbi Akiva says to his son, v'im lav, mayomru, if not, how else do you want to say the Mishnah? So he says, yomru mikrum beta lamala tam, just say, from krum beta, the eggshell, the membrane of the egg, rather, and up, all that's connected to each other. It's very simple. And Rashi says the motivation for this is because liolam yishane adam l'talmido derech ketzara. If it's true, you just go in order, one to the next. So just say, from a membrane of the egg and up is all connected, and everything connects one above the next. A much quicker, shorter, easier way to teach it. So interesting Rashi, by the way, this Rashi appears elsewhere. Look at Rashi for a second. Yeshua ben Osher Rabbi Akiva. Hu Yeshua ben Karcha, he thinks it's the same person. Rabbi Akiva, Kareachaya, Rabbi Akiva was bald. They called him a bald person. So Rabbi Yeshua had a nickname, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. They called his father Karcha sometimes. So there's a big discussion. Tosfos doesn't like this because it's a derogatory term to calling someone a bald person. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense that anyone would call Rabbi Akiva a Kareach, and therefore he changed it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is a different person, according to Tosfos, and someone very, very different. So it ended up being a discussion that poskim, are you allowed to call someone a nickname not in front of them? In front of them, befanav, everyone who gives his usher to mechana, a person of shame. But when he's not there, is it permitted? So Rashi seems to say that you're allowed to, assuming it's a bad name, you're allowed to as long as Rabbi Akiva isn't present. That's why he was called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, not in front of Rabbi Akiva, though. But Tosfos argues and says, no, even when Rabbi Akiva is not there, it's still usher to call someone by this type of name. And therefore, he concludes Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is a different person than Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chaim Vital brings a raya because he said that Rizal said he saw both of these individuals. They're two different people. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is a different person than Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva. So we have an interesting discussion who he was. So anyways, he says, so why doesn't the Mishnah then teach? Just simply that if it's really true, this why two out of four, just teach from the membrane of an egg all the way up is all going to be tame. So Rabbi Akiva responds back to his son, Amar lo, lo mershim et starfin zemze, to teach you that they all connect. So he specify each of the names to tell you that they connect to one above the next. So Rabbi Yeshua says, very simple, why do you have to say it that way? Amar lo, the Yomru, the Mishnah should teach us, very simply, Mikrom Beta Ulamala Tamei Umitstarfin Zemze. So just say, from the membrane of the egg and up is all Tamei, and their Mitstarif, one next to whichever the adjacent shades, are all Mitstarif with each other. So Rabbi Akiva says, Amar lo, lo merlecha to teach me kol kohen she'ena baki bahen ubishmoseyem eino roeh Es ha-negayim. Any kohen who doesn't know the names and is not an expert in this area is not allowed to look at negayim. That's why we have to specify the names so they become experts in the names and the shades. So Tosfos points out what probably a lot of you are thinking, based on Rashi, Al-Torah, and Gemara's elsewhere. Tosfos in the bottom says, Kol kohen she'ein abaki behenu b'shmosayim, kishe'ein Yisrael chacham imo. That's when there's no other Yisrael who's telling him. But im Yisrael baki imo, if there's a big Talmud Chacham, so the Talmud Chacham could whisper in the ears, afilu kohen shota, the kohen could be completely senseless, and you could say to him, omer lo, Yisrael omer tameh. So the Yisrael whispers to the kohen, say it's tameh. Who omer tameh? He just is a mouthpiece, and he says tameh, and that's tameh. So if Yisrael baki, so as we see from here, you don't have to have the kohen to really be a baki. It's only if there's no Yisrael around. Someone has to be a baki to tell the kohen. And he brings a raya from this concept, v'hainu misavri lei v'savar kidamrinan b'reish erchan. The Gemara in Erchan says that if a Yisrael baki, who tells one Yisrael, who could understand what he was just taught, to tell another kohen. So it's a strange thing that why you have to have two steps here. So Tosfos asks why the Gemara say that, im tomar, ma lanu lezeha Yisrael hol v'yesham Yisrael acher hamasbiro. So the Gemara says that you have a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, who tells the intelligent Yisrael who didn't know the halachas but could understand the halachas, and then he's going to go ahead and tell the kohen what to say. Just skip that middleman, have the Talmud Chacham Yisrael tell the kohen what to do. So Tosfos says, he's talking about a situation, v'yishlomer d'lokigon shemazbir, the Talmud Chacham was the teacher, ein of kahos v'ein yachal liros, he can't see. So he knows halacha. So he teaches the Yisrael, who's an intelligent guy who just learned the halachas now. He could apply it and see, and then he tells the Kohen. So you would have thought maybe it doesn't work because it's too many steps removed. Kamashmalan, this is considered a good enough process of getting it to be nigam. Back to our topic now. So in the end of the day, this was the dialogue between Rabbi Shua ben and Rabbi Kiva, quite a sophisticated dialogue, one that we don't have with our parents probably, or our children, but a very interesting dialogue about Nigayim. So what's the raya? The Rabbi Kiva holds Zulamal Mizu. It goes in order of the shade that's above it, the Mitztarif. So the Gemara says, V'ilu misid heichal lamala lo kamar. It doesn't say misid heichal lamala, because according to the Chachamim's understanding, 1 and 3 go together and 2 and 4 go together. The Chacham don't hold, it goes in order of the shades. You have to be matched up Av and Tolda. So the fact that Rabbi Shua doesn't say you need the Krom Beitza with its Av and the Sidhecha with its Av tells us that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Avos and Toldos. He holds it goes one just straight up the line. And that's the Raya. So the Gemara says, again, V'ilu misid hecha ulamala lo kamar. Umidilo amar life, and the fact they don't say sid heichal and it's beheres, which is the highest av, the av and the tolda, 1 and 3, amar must be shmamina, the shmi le Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds amar kulo lebahade seis mitzdarf, and they all are mitzdarf with the seis. So I don't want to get too involved Rabbi Kiva Shita, but right now Rabbi Kiva holds 1 is beheres, that's the av 1, 2 is seis. Now the next 2, 3, and 4 are really toldos of the seis. So even though 4 is 2 away from the seis, it can still be misdarif with the seis. And 3, it could also be misdarif with number 2.
Number 1 is what?
1 stands alone.
Av.
1 is av, standalone av, but 4, 3 are combined with 2. That's Shita Rabbi Kiva, but according to Chachamim, 3 is not misdarif with 2, 3 goes all the way up to 1. But Rabbi Kiva Shita, he holds 4 and 3 are part of seis, it all goes together, those 3, and therefore that's Shita. It goes Zulam al Bizu. That's the Shita Rabbi Kiva.
And seis is not part of it.
Seis and Beheres, I think, doesn't, it's not, right. I learned the sugya a number of years ago, was when I was learning YU on my own. There's like a separate limud. I spent a lot of time learning this Nigarim, and there's a Baal Mor in the back, I remember, Mechamas Hashem, a very sophisticated conversation about what the different orders are. So I asked Rav Rosenzweig if he could walk me through it a little bit just to talk it out. He says it's been a few years since he learned it, so I realized this was like really out there, and I just stopped learning it at that time. But I remember there's a big discussion how exactly to understand the structure of Rabbi Kiva. So this is just a very simple understanding. But I think there's a lot to talk about. Okay. The Gemara then says, where are we? So Ella, so there's no, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, maybe it's not true. Dilma seis v'toldasa beheres v'toldasa. Maybe he wasn't trying to exclude at all any of the other ones. He was just being shorthanded, and maybe in a chanami he meant to say both of them. Look what Rashi says, 6 lines up from the bottom, Vildilma se'es v'toldasa, or Baharis v'toldasa, Shemile. Maybe he said both of them. V'ha chanami kamerle. That's maybe what Rabbi Shua said to him. Yomru mikrom l'mala misiru l'mala, v'tanahu d'lo kapir l'michshrei l'meiz l'kirochla. Maybe the conversation actually included what about each av and tolda separately. Ah, the Bryce doesn't present it because the Bryce is not going to mention every single detail, so they left it out. They were just thought you'd understand that was part of the conversation, but they didn't say every single sentence said in this conversation. They're just trying to be write it shorthand. So there is no raya from that conversation. So the Gemara still wants to know, how do you know Rabbi Kiva holds Zulu Malmizu, the shades one above the next are really mitzdarif with each other? So we learned that from the Rabbi Chanina. Dama Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Kiva L'ma Davar Domer. What is Rabbi Kiva's different levels of white compared to? La'arba kosel shel chalav, to 4 different cups of milk. Echa naflu l'tocha shtei tipin shel dam. 1 cup has 2 drips of blood falling into it. Echa naflu l'tocha arba tipin, 1 has 4 shel dam, 1 has 4 drips of blood. Echa naflu l'tocha shmona, 1 has 8 drips of blood. And echa naflu l'tocha shtei masei tipin, 1 has 12 drops of blood into it. So each one's going to be slightly less white, let's call it. Not red, but slightly less white. V'amri la sheishasrei tipin shik, and 1 says 16. Either way, they're different shades of white. One's whiter than the next. Shekulan maros lovan hein, they're all white. But each one is a little wider than the next. And this is the mashal of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, so how do you know? Amor dishmas leili Rabbi Akiva bipasach. May Rabbi Akiva hold when it comes to a mixture. Pasach Rashi says means me'urav. When there's white and red mixed together, maybe that's the situation where he allows zula malamizu. They're very similar. You can combine one shade with the next shade. But b'chalak mishmasle. But when it comes to pure white, does it really say that? Is really pure white something that could be mitzayif one with the next? May this only a halacha with pasach. So you have to know, and I don't really know this, but they bring down here that in the pasuk there's also a lavan adam demes, a reddish white type of taras as well. So maybe this is only true, Rabbi Kiva holds this way, of the reddish white types of shades that they can combine with each other. But something that's pure white, different shades of pure white, maybe he wouldn't allow you Zulam al Mizu. There is no raya for Zulam al Mizu by white that's chalak. So the Gemara says, Vahatanya, but does, no, I skipped a line here. Again, Kiecha, where are we? Kichitema, Kiecha, the Shmasle, but Pasuch, maybe just like Rabbi Kiva holds the different shades of red white mixtures can combine with the shades one above the next. So maybe he holds the same thing by a chalak, by a smooth white, each shade could combine with each other. Who says there's a difference? So the Gemara says, wait a second. In the world of a mixture, of a whitish red mixture itself, is there any indication that he allows you to be mitzayif one with the next? V'hatanya, again, this is very confusing with Rabbi Kiva, but we'll just kind of take it at a very superficial level. V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us that Rabbi Kiva Omer, Adamdam Shebezeh Shebezeh, this Adamdam is the reddish white type of tsaras. Adamdam Shebezeh Shebezeh, Kayayin Hamazig Bemaim, is like diluted wine. You put some water into the wine, but now it's diluted. Elisha Beheres Aza Kishelag Vishel Sid Diha Heimana. Okay, so what's going on right now? So he says when you have the reddish white type of tsaras, so it's compared to diluted wine, except the whitish part of the wine is stronger. So the Beheres is very strong like snow, very white like snow. And Shelsid, the lime color, is dimmer, is less white than the Beheres. So now the question becomes, remember, Sid is number three, right? Beheres is one, and Sid is number three. So now, if it's really true to Rabbi Kiva, go Zulam al Mizu, Vim Isa, Rabbi Kiva, it should really be Sheltsemer Dia Heimanu Mi Baile. If Rabbi Kiva really holds 1, 2, 3, 4 as the order, so it really should say, what's below 1? What's below snow? Number 2 is Tsemer. Number Tsemer is the second one on the list, right? So the fact that Rabbi Kiva doesn't say Tsemer tells us that maybe even in the world of the reddish-white types of Negaim, he also doesn't allow Zu Lamal Mizu. Hope you're still with me. Again, I told you it's quite confusing. I spent a lot of time learning this, and even Rodenzweig at the time didn't know, wasn't able to talk to me learning this. It's very complicated. It requires shades. But either way, Rabbi Kiva, who holds 1, 2, 3 as the order of being mitzdarif, one above the next one in line after the Sheleg should have been Sheltsemer. So why doesn't it mention Sheltsemer? This might seem to undercut Rabbi Kiva's whole understanding of Zulam Al-Mizu. So the Gemara answers, Amri in Einachanami. You're right. He actually did have Tsemer was the next one. There was a mistake in the Braisa. Fatani, the Braisa tells us this is Benichusa, this is as a Raya, not as a Kasha. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Lo Shama Rabbi Kiva, Shel Sid Dia Heimanu. Rabbi Kiva doesn't say Sid, the lime color, is more dim, less white than the Sheleg. That's not true, because Sid is really number three on the list of shades. Ella Shel Tsemer Dia Heimanu. He really said, he misunderstood. He really said the wool is the one below the Sheleg. And we see that Rabbi Kiva, in fact, does hold Zu Lamal Mizu. So it sounds like in the end of the day, this last raya from the cups of milk and the wine dropping in, or the blood dropping in, rather, seems to be the final proof that Rabbi Kiva, in fact, does hold Zu Lamal Mizu. The mitzarif works with the shade above the next. So the Gemara says, fine. So that's hopefully somewhat clear. Gemara now says, Uminon de Beheres Azahi. How do you know that of the list, Beheres is the whitest among all them? We said Beheres was compared to Lavan Kishelag, it's white as snow. Who said that Beheres is the whitest? Maybe Seis is the like snow? So Amr Bai, Bai says, Amr Kra, Vim Beheres Levana, he. If the Beheres is white, what does it mean, Levana? We know the Levana, of course, Negatras is Levana. Tell me, he Levana, Veinacharis Levana. That Beheres is the whitest among all them, and none others considered white. All the other ones are some mixture, maybe a small mixture, but it has a little red in it, a little black in it. They're all less than Beheres. But Beheres is pure white, 100% pure white, and that's how we know. So Gemara now wants to know, Tanur Rabbanam, Beheres Amuka. Beheres has to be something that's a deep color that seems like it's a little bit below the skin. What's the word I'm looking for? It's, how do they say this here in English? I don't have English here. What's the word I'm looking for? It's shakua.
It's deep.
It's deep, that's what it says? Okay, oh, fine. So it's deep. It's deep. It looks like it's lower than the actual skin. So the Gemara says, Achein hu omer umareha omuk min haor. The mare, the appearance of the baharis, is deeper than the actual skin. So the Gemara says, Kimarechama hamuka min atzel. Just like the sun is deeper than the shade. So I'm not sure if that, does Rashi explain what that means exactly, but what they do discuss here, I know the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah talks about making the picture of a sun. It's also to make a picture of a sun. It's the Nitzah Deraisa to make a picture of a sun. They talk about whether or not that picture could be something that is flat image or a 3D image. The Tosfos says even though the sun appears shakua, it appears as if it's pushed in, it's deep into it, even though it's really round, even though it's 3D, but it appears flat, it almost appears as if it goes away from the sky, still, it's also to make an image that's flat of the sun, or even a 3D, certainly a 3D one. So that's what the Gemara means here, that the sun looks like it's, even though it's not really deeper in, it does appear to be deeper than the shade. I think it's referring to really the sun rays on the ground. It looks deeper than shade. Shade looks like it comes up above the ground. The things that are light look like they have a deeper appearance. So that's what it means. Baharis, which is white, looks deeper than the rest of the skin, the surrounding skin. So then the Gemara says, Se'es. What's the lashon of Se'es? Se'es ain't Se'es ela gavoa. Se'es gives an impression that it's above the skin. It's sticking out of the skin. It's higher up. V'cheinu omer, that's what the pasuk means. Akol heharm haramim, all the mountains that are raised. V'akol gval sanisuos, and all the hills that are also raised. So seis means to lift. What does sapachas mean? Se'ein sapachas ela tfela. Sapachas means secondary, tafel. So the secondary, the toldos of the negam is called sapachas. V'cheinu omer, the rai is, v'amar safachani na. It's referring to a whole conversation they quote here. I think it's with Beis Eli, right? Beis Eli was, they were demoted from being the Kohanim Gadolim, but he wanted to be second in command, at least to help out with the other Kohanim. So that means Tzapachas, to mean second, to be Tafel. So Ashkechan Tfela Laseis. So we find that Tfela applies to Seis because the Pasuk says, Seis Vitzapachas. But what about, we don't find the word Tzapachas anywhere by the Beharis. Beharis is the number one. That's the number one of. The Beharis Minolan. How do we know Beharis has a tolda to it? Right? According to Chachamim, according to Rabbi Kiva, there is no tolda to Beharis. To Rabbi Kiva held, Beharis is standing alone, number one. Number two, Seis, is the next Av. And threes and four, Sid and Beitza, are the toldos of Seis. But Rabbi Rabbanan had a different understanding. Number one, which is Sheleg, connects to number three, which is Sid. Number two, which is Seis, has number four, which is the Beitza. So two and four go together because the Pasuk says Seis for Sapachas. But we don't have number one, Beharis, doesn't say Sapachas. How do you know one has a three that connects it? How do you know Sid connects to the number one? Hope that that helps me out when I do this. I don't know if it helps you guys out. But okay, good. You say, okay, good. I see that. I don't know if it, okay, fine. So the Gemara says that, so how do we know that there's a Sapachas, number three connects to number one? Certainly people on here don't understand what I'm saying. We've had that before. When I gave the shir Pesach about how to do Haseva, so I started getting these emails, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm trying to describe a person turning the chair around, sitting over there. So I have to be sensitive to those who are listening. So, yeah, I can't help you with this, guys. Sorry. So, our skull 5, 6B3. Okay. So the Gemara says now, so again, how do you know that Tfela the Beharis Minol? And how do you know that there's a secondary type of, there's a tolda for the Beharis? So Minolan, Amar Rebbe Zera, Ne'emra Levana Beseis, V'ne'emra Levana Beharis is a Gezer Shava. Ma Levana Ha'amura Beseis Yeshla Tfela. Just like Levana of the Seis, number two, the Av, second Av, has a Tfela, has Sapachas. So through this Gezer Shava, Af Levana Ha'amura Beharis Yeshla Tfela, the white color of the Beharis, number one, has a Tfela, has a told as well, namely number three, which is Sid. So, B'masnisa Tana, the Brisa says a little bit different, a different drasha. How do we know number one, Beharis, has a tolda? Hitil hakasav l'sapachas bein se'es l'beharis. The pasuk had placed the word tapachas in between se'es and Beharis. Where does it do that? Where's the pasuk? Let's see. I think that's how we're learning. I don't think the pasuk says it that way. I think it's a drasha. We're uprooting the word and placing it in between. Oh, no, actually, I'm wrong. It says in the pasuk, Adam ki heba or besaro, se'es o sapachas o beharis. So it's a pachas, is sandwiched in between seis and beheres to tell me, lo melacha, to teach you, kishem shetfeila leseis, kach tfeila lebeheres. Just like there's a tolda, a tafel, to say so too, there's a tafel, a tolda to beheres as well. Gemara now says in the halfway down the Amud here, seis ketzemer lavan. Seis, which is number two, which is the second av, is as white as wool. So my temer lavan was white wool mean. So Amar Rebbe Bibi, Amar Rav Asi, temer naki ben yomo, clean wool, the day a day old sheep, shemechabnin bo lemilas, that is covered to be used for wool. So if you look at Rashi for understanding here, look at the first narrow line in Rashi. Ben yomo is holado, the day it's born. Ben yomo holado is birthday, the birthday of the sheep. Mechabnin is lashon rechelim yotos kivunos, it's referring to that been covered up, the Gemara in Shabbos. So he explains what's going on. Drop down a few lines in Rashi. The first word is kach. Kishenolad hakeves v'ha'em, when the hakeves, when the sheep is born, v'ha'em lochachso, the mother licks it. Ein tomorrow naki, it should be ke'osoyom, not be'osoyom, they change it to ke'osoyom. There's no day that wool is as white as the day it's been born. It's been born, and it probably has a lot of disgusting stuff on it, and it sounds disgusting to us, but the mother licks off all the stuff that comes with on the wool. And now there's no day that baby, that sheep, is as white as that day. V'arotze latznio l'mila, that's one who wants to use it and preserve it to be used for clothing. Osa l'keves, they make for the sheep mata, or a leather covering. Umechabnu alav, and they place it around the shlo yispari, so it shouldn't be separated. V'nimtza tzemer mechusa kol yamim, it's covered its entire days until they're ready to take it off and to shear it and make it into a piece of clothing. So that's what it means in the Tzemer Lavan, because, of course, the wool of a sheep, over time it turns yellow. You ever been to a farm, it looks yellow. That doesn't look very white to me. But the day it's born, that's the whitest it's going to be. That's the shade of white we're looking for. So then the Gemara says, now we've established Shitas Rabbi Kiva and what his mashal was compared to the milk and drops of blood in it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, mashal derabanan lema davardoma. What about the Chacham Shita, who holds 1 and 3 connect and 2 and 4 connect to each other? What's their understanding? What's a mashal to really appreciate their shades? So the Gemara says, Lema davar doma, litrei malche, litrei iparche, to 2 kings and to 2 governors. Malchel shazeh, lemala mi malchel shazeh, king A is greater than king B, viparchel shazeh, lemala mi parchel shazeh, and governor one, which we call number 3 now, is greater than the next governor. So the Gemara says, that's a very strange mashal, because hi, zele mal mizeh, zele mal mizeh. Well, that sounds like Rabbi Kiva. They have 1, 2, 3, 4. Rabbi Kiva agrees to the same type of setup here. So the Gemara adjusts it and says, ela malcho shazeh lemalo mi parchio dinafshe. King A is greater than its own governor. That's 1 and 3. And malcho shazeh, now number 2, the other king, the other av, is malo mi parchio dinafshe, is greater than its own governor number 4. So 1 and 3 go together, and 2 and 4 go together. And that's the mashal to understand Shitas Rabbanan. So Rav Ada Bar Abba gives a little bit more of a concrete understanding in a mashal, could go in Malka, Valkapta, Rofila, Veresh Galusa. So he really spoke of some officers here. So the king is the highest among them. Rashi explains here that Malka Valkapta, Shnei Lachman, 2 kings, Umalka is Chashim Miaklapta. I don't appreciate this at all, I'm sure you don't either. But the king was greater than the Al-Kapcha. It's kind of like a president and prime minister or something like that, is my guess. You know, where the prime minister is more chashiv than the king. And then you have Rofila, Rashi says, is the Parka Shalmalcha, that's the governor, the assistant to the king. And then the Reish Galusa is the assistant of the Al-Kapta. So fine. The Gemara says that too doesn't make any sense. Hi, Zeh Lamal Mizeh, Hu. That's the same thing. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So they just kind of adjusted and say, Ella could go in Malka, Rofila, the king and the assistant king. And Valkapta, call him the prime minister, let's say, Viresh Galus and his assistant. So it's 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. That's how you understand it. So Rava now really says a different. Rava Amar Kigon, Shavar Malka, the Kesar. The relationship of the Shavar Malka and the Kesar, the Caesar and the Shavar Malka, these are 2 different kings of 2 different nations. One was Shavar Malka was the king of Persia, and the Caesar was the king of Rome. So each one had their own kingdom, and one of them was greater than the other one. So Amar Le, Rapapa, Lirava, Hey Minayu Adif. Rapapa wants to know which one is the greater king, which Shavar Malka or is the Caesar, which one is the Beheres and which one is the Seis, which one's the greater Av. So look at this response back. Amar Le, Bechursha ka'achilei, Pok chazi tiva diman sagi ba'alma. So look at how Rashi explains what this his response is. Bechur she achalei. Ha'ish hazeh mutman biyarim koyomav. Are you hiding in a forest? Shelo shamam b'tiva shel malchus Rome. You have not heard about the currency of the Rome. Vahutach l'shol. So you have to ask the question. Rav Papa, Rashi explains, Mishum da'aktim rava shavar malka l'kezer hu d'shaili. Rav Papa knew that the Roman king, that the Caesar was greater. He was bothered why Rava placed shavar malka before the Caesar. Rava, so why Rava switched the order if really everyone knew that the Roman Caesar was greater? Because Rava miyira asa she'atachta v'malchusa. He was scared of the Persian king because he lived in Persia at the time. Kidam rinin chagiga shadur dvei shor malka v'garvui. So that was the whole conversation. So the Gemara ends up saying, though, that the Caesar is greater than the Persian king, the shavar malka, because the whose tiva, pok chazi tiva, go out and see whose coin, whose currency has really spread itself throughout the entire world. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk says that, one second here, v'seichul kol ara v'sudishina v'sadkina. This is a pasuk probably in Daniel or something, right? Okay, Daniel, it says, it shall devour the whole earth and tread upon it and break it into pieces, which is a reference, of course, I guess, to the fourth empire, which is the Rome. Zu Gemara says, Amar Biochran, Zu Romi Chayeves, this is the evil kingdom of Rome. Shetiva Yatza Bechol Alam Kula, that its currency had spread throughout, or its authority, it says here, has spread throughout the entire world. So that's the one who's greater. And Ravina, Amar Ravina concludes and says, I'll give you a different mashal for the different shades of Chachamim, Kigon Glima de Amar, what comes to a wool garment, and Vishachke, and if it's worn out, and Sadina de Kisna, a linen garment, Vishachke, and that which is worn out. So the wool one is very white, and the told is when it's worn out, a yellow type of wool, and then the linen, which is not as white as the wool, but that's the other Av, and when it gets worn out. So there's a machlokas, Rashi tells here, which one is whiter, the clean one or the dirty one? We would all imagine the dirty one would be the one that's less white. So look at what Tosis writes in Glima. Tosis writes, Glima de Kisna Veshachim. We'll stop after this. He says, Perish Bekuntris de Chadash Yoser Lavan. The newer one is certainly more white than the dirty one. That would be obvious, right? But Vlai Tachin, he says, it doesn't make any sense because the Gemara in Yikol Yad and Masechas Nid, the Daf Yudzayin, Mashma, de Shachim Levan Yoser, that the dirty, the used white, is actually whiter than the brand new one. Doesn't make any sense. Umala Tvelu Bidika, that's actually better for a woman performing Bidika, to use to do a Bidika. Ella lin chashivas nakalei dumi dechohani dileil. So they write in a chanami that the dirtier, that the used one is whiter, but they just used it here. Which one's more chashiv? You'd obviously sooner buy a brand new piece of wool than a used piece of wool. But in terms of the whiteness, in a chanami, the used one is whiter than the new one. Miu benid, he could still say maybe really the whiter one is the newer one is whiter. But the reason why the used one is better for bedika is because yeshlamer demalu lebedika the fishem racham yoser. Only because the used one's softer, it makes it easier to use for bedika. But in terms of colors and shades, maybe Rashi's really right that the white one, the newer one rather, is more white than the used one. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with Tumah v'Tikachim tomorrow for more fun. Everyone have a wonderful day.